Antonio Vitorino is Director General of IOM, the International Organization for Migration, and he's joining us now from Geneva. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. I understand that your organization regularly sends aid convoys across the border into northern Syria. When you're faced with a situation on the scale that we've been seeing over the last few days, how difficult is it to try to decide what aid to send in?
Well, the needs are very clear. We need tents, we need heaters, we need cookers, we need blankets, mattresses to protect the people who are without home. But as you said, we have a large warehouse in Gaziantep from which we serve and we provide support in northwest Syria. And we have only one entry point into Syria. So I very much welcome the possibility of increasing the number of crossing points. On Thursday, we sent 6 trucks. On Friday, 14 trucks. Today, we are distributing the goods that we have pre-positioned inside northwest Syria. We will go on sending those trucks with those much-needed materials to protect people. But let's be honest. We need to replenish them as soon as possible because the needs are paramount and the humanitarian catastrophe is terrifying.
As we know, Syria has been going through a civil war for several years. How confident can you be when you send those trucks across the border that they're actually going to get to the people who need the help?
The Secretary General of the United Nations has made an appeal for a ceasefire. I hope that everybody understands that we are confronted with a major humanitarian crisis, with human suffering that is personalized by millions of people. So I hope that everybody will have a last drop of humanity, stop fighting and allowing humanitarian aid to be channeled as much as we can to the people that are in need. Because as your piece previously said, in northwest Syria, there are 4 million people who depend daily from humanitarian assistance to subsist. Those people now are without shelter. They are suffering the loss of their beloved ones, and we need to respond to them, not just from the material point of view, but also from the health and psychosocial point of view.
I want to ask you about that, because that is an important factor, isn't it? We've been talking to people over the last couple of days who are working in hospitals in Syria who are desperately in need of medical supplies, of basic medical equipment in order to be able to keep the survivors going, to be able to treat the survivors. Is your organization, an organization like yours, able to also include facilities for providing medical support as well as the material support that you were talking about?
Absolutely. We are working very close with the World Health Organization in setting up and deploying all the health personnel that we have on the ground. But the needs are paramount. Let's be absolutely clear. The hospitals are overcharged with tens of thousands of injured people because of the earthquake. And so we need to create alternatives to the hospitals to provide health support to the people in need. And we need medicines. It is quite clear that the medicines that we have at stock are not enough. And we are making an appeal to the donors, to everyone in the world who can provide us with medicines to let us know so that we can channel them to the people in need of them.
We really appreciate you being with us on Al Jazeera, sir. Thank you, Antonio Vitorino. Thank you very much.
Thank you.